We've been talking about neighbors wanting to build walls that block the window. We first spoke about blocking the light. That the Gemara says you can't block the light from someone. Then we spoke about our window blocking the breeze coming in. And that, we said, is not a taina unless the window was built clearly needing the breeze. And we gave an example of a wine cellar. A wine cellar needs to be cold, and the window clearly is built there for the breeze, not for the light. You don't need light, the wine, the barrels can't see. It's really just for the breeze to come in. So there the Rashba said that that is a good chazaka that shows that you have rights to the neighbor's breeze. And then last week we spoke about opening a window that you need for the sun's rays to come into your house, or on your roof you have a contraption that dries your clothes, or a solar panel for the sun to come in. So that, we said, also is no taina. It normally said you have right to your neighbor's light, but not to his sun's rays, unless, there again we said, if you build something in a way that is clear, who needs those sun's rays, so then you've established a chazaka in your neighbor's property that now you have a right to stop him from blocking those sun's rays from hitting your house if it's in such a way. That seemed to be the maskana of the poskim. Now, just to review before we see tonight's case, that all these cases are different than the cases we had until so far this year, in that the neighbor who's building the wall is not doing anything to damage you. His trees aren't damaging your water pipes, and his leaves aren't falling in your yard. The smell's not going into your yard. This noise isn't going into your yard. He's not doing anything to you. He's just blocking his air, his light, his sun's rays from coming into, his breeze from coming into your house. So he can do that. There's no way you can stop him unless you've established a chazaka. Like, that's what we said. If you've established a chazaka, you've established an easement, they say in English, over his property, so then you have the right to prevent him from building something that will block the light, that you have halacha for amas, the breeze, and the sun's rays will depend on the circumstances. You have to demonstrate it, that you have a chazaka by doing something. His quiet gives you that chazaka. Right, that's what we have until now. Tonight we're going to have the last case of a wall, and what's happening here is the wall is blocking your view. Either you have a nice view, like we talked about, there's beautiful trees there, you can see the mountains, you can see nice scenery, or you need the view because you want to see your children playing at the playground, or playing at the waiting for their bus at the bus stop. Right, it doesn't have to be a pretty view, it's that you have some use from that large view, and your neighbor then wants to build an extra floor on his house that will block that view. Do you have any right to stop him? So we're going to go back to the Gemara we started with three times ago, and l'chora it's a b'feir shetosus that this is a good taina. You can prevent someone from blocking your view. So just review the Gemara. Hanut beitrei achi depalgi bari adari. There were two brothers whose father had died, and now they were dividing the inheritance between them. And the father had a house with a garden. Chad Matias Belita, one of the brothers took the mansion, the Chad Matias Tarbitza, and the other took the garden. Now, Azahad the Matias Tarbitza, the one that had the garden, went to Kabani Ashisa Pumatis Belita. He started building a wall at the entrance of the mansion. Pashup Shad, Rashi learns, stopping the light from coming in. The sunlight, not the sun's rays, the sunlight from coming in, he was making it dark. Amar lei, so the person with the brother with the mansion said, Kol ma'aflis alai, you're making it dark. Amar lei, the offender said to his brother, Bididi kabanina, I'm building in my own property. What's pshat? Rashi said that you don't have any chazaka in my property. You haven't been here 3 years. We just split it up today, and you haven't established any chazaka, so therefore I have the right to block your light. Omer Rav Chama said, "Bidin ka'amarle." The owner of the garden is correct, and he's allowed to build that wall, right? Because even though we know that you have a chazaka when you have a window over someone's property that he can't block your light, that's we learned. That's a b'feyush brisa that we learned, a mishnah even, but if you don't have the chazaka yet, you just acquire the property now, and you don't have any chazaka, so the brother has a right to block the light. We'll see Tosafot disagrees with that. We learned the Riz pshat the first time we saw this Gemara, the Riz said that was really a porch, and it was certainly you can't block his light from the mansion. There's no reason to think they split it up in such a way. It was really talking, it was a porch that needed more light, and that was the taina. And from here we learned, Sefer HaGudah learned that you have the right to demand more light if the situation warrants it. And his example was a case of a Beis HaKnesses or a Beis HaMedrash. But we'll stick with Rashi now, and we're going to see a third pshat, the Rabbeinu Tam, soon. So, Amrele Ravina le Ravashi. Ravina said to Ravashi, he didn't understand how Rav Chama could say that the brother was allowed to build that wall. Maishanah mehada tanya, how is this different than the Braisa? That the Braisa says like this, Shnei achin shecholku, two brothers who are dividing up the estate from the father, Echa mehen notal stay kerem, one of them took a vineyard, Echon mehen notal stay lovin, and one of them took, right next door to that vineyard, was a grain field. Right, stay lovin is called a grain field, it literally means a white field. Rashi says all the time that grain fields are white because there's no shade in them, so the sun is down here, they're very bright. So Sedei Lovin is the name for a grain field. So once again, the one, they have these adjoining fields. One is a vineyard, one is a grain field. One took the vineyard and one took the grain field. So the halacha is Yeshalava Kerem Dalat Amis Bisada Lovin. The one that got the vineyard has a right to work 4 amas into the grain field, Shamanas King Chilko, because that's the way they divided up, because we know vineyards need to be plowed, and if the plow takes 4 amas, they stick out 4 amas, so to make the turn, he has the right to walk into the neighbor's, into his brother's field, to work his vineyard. Now, Ravina asks, why can't the brother say, the owner of the wheat field say, you never established a chazaka. This might be halacha by normal cases. You have built a vineyard and I'm quiet, now you have a chazaka in my property. But over here, you didn't establish a chazaka to say that you have a right to my property. Just like we said, you didn't have a chazaka to have a right to my light, you shouldn't have a chazaka to have a right to my my vineyard. So the Gemara says, Amar lahem, to my wheat field. Amar lahem, so Ravashi said back to Ravina, you're right, generally you wouldn't have a taina, but over here it was an equal size property, but since one was a vineyard and we're acquiring an easement to the other land, so they gave, he gave, paid off for that right to walk into the, to walk into his brother's field to plow there, or that he got a little bit less land against it. They did something so that way he would have that right. So even though there's no nizchei shcheinim over here, there's no right as a shachin to do it, but you have the right because you paid for it. You paid for that right. So fek the Gemara, Ravina said, "Oh, hachamai." So what's the case over here by the brothers who are dividing the mansion in the garden? You're talking to the olal adani. They didn't assess the portions to make sure that it was equitable. B'chivish took tani. That's, you know, we're talking about fools over here, the high shalkas belida, this person takes a finished mansion, a beautiful mansion, high shalkas, he gets an empty field. How can you say that they didn't make an assessment against one of another? So of course they made assessment here also, and still we're saying that you don't have the right to stop him from blocking your sunlight. So Amalei, so Ravashi answered that, Nihid Olul Hadadi, it's true they made the assessment, but that was only to make the Nikshuri Vahudri. That was only the value of what it cost to build a house. The Me'avir Olul Hadadi, but they never made an assessment to have the right of the airspace next door. That's the way the Gemara ends up there. The Gemara then continues with another Taina that the Gemara asks Akasha and Rav Chama, it's from another Braisa, and it says, asks Rav Chama, let the brother say, let the owner of the mansion say, I divided the mansion, I took the mansion and you took the garden, I meant I assumed that we would be living here the way our father lived here, and he had a garden that opened into the mansion, but it wasn't blocking the light from the mansion. So which Rav Chama answers, the Gemara, I didn't put it in the hand of Rav Chama, answers that he disagrees with that, he holds that you know, you don't have a taina that you want to have the portion, use the portion the way your father used the portion. There's no such taina. That's the way the Gemara ends. Now let's see Tosfos again, and just two lines of Tosfos, and then we'll see the way the Gemara works according to Tosfos. Tosfos disagrees with Rashi. He says it's like we saw a few weeks ago, that it doesn't seem right that a person should have the right to block the house, so that he can't doesn't have any light in the house anymore just because he didn't establish a chazaka. That doesn't seem right that when they would make such a division. So Tosfos says, Mefarsh Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam gives a third pshat, not Rashi's pshat, not the Riz pshat. He says, what's going on with this Palita? Shemei is Palita from this mansion. He's learning that this Palita is a mansion, like Rashi, not like the Ri who said it's a porch. Rabbeinu Tam says, from this mansion, from the window, in this mansion, he could see his fields through the garden. Even though the Gemara says, you're making it dark for me, that shouldn't be taken literally to mean that you're making it dark for me the way Rashi learns. That means, he was blocking him from the view of his fields. That's what was happening. So, now let's think how the Gemara works according to Tosfos. According to Tosfos, the Gemara is going like this. According to Rabbeinu Tam, the two brothers divided. One took the mansion and one took the garden. From the mansion, he would be able to see the fields that were further away, that the father apparently was used to look at the fields. I guess he had owned some of the fields. The one in the garden had the other fields. But anyway, he had that view. And the brother with the garden builds a wall that blocks the view from the fields far away. To that, the owner of the mansion says, you're blocking my view, how can you do that? To which the garden brother says, you don't have a chazaka over here. We just divided it right now, you never established a chazaka, you don't have any rights to stop me from blocking your view. To which Rav Chama agrees, you're right, that's the halacha. Then we have the whole thing. Why don't we assume that he should have it, like by the case of the vineyards, the Gemara says they didn't make any assessment over here that he should get it, and that's the Shach Levitaria of the Gemara. Now, based on that, the Taras Emes, the Shuvas Maras Hason, and the Mabit both say that from this Rabbeinu Tam, well, let's read it together. The Taras Emes says, Me'ata Harirainu Rabbeinu Tam. So, however, we see that according to Rabbeinu Tam that he holds the Afa Gav Shohayula Ach Sadra Ar Gadol, even though that Sadra might have had a lot of light, their dispute was about you're blocking my view to the field. The time of that Patrina, the only reason you couldn't stop him from building the wall was Hayim Shem Deino Chazaka. He didn't have any Chazaka yet over the neighbor. Ha'im Yiyalo Chazaka, if he had a Chazaka, if he had been there 3 years with the house or the garden or the porch overlooking looking that with a view through the garden to his fields, that he had that view, the owner of the garden would have to move the wall far enough away that the owner of the mansion could see his gardens. Right, that's what it seems from the Rabbeinu Tam. The same thing, Mabit says the same thing, that it's only by the brothers. He says, it's only here by the brothers he can't say, I want to see my view from far away. But in a normal case where you've had this property for a long time, looking at that view, you can say that you're ruining my view, like the Rabbeinu Tam said. And the Mabit goes a step further. He says, Rashi doesn't disagree in halacha with this. Rashi could agree with Rabbeinu Tam. Why did Rashi say a different pshat? Why did Rashi say that it's making it dark? It's not because he holds that blocking a view isn't a taina. That's because afil pirush Rashi hanim shem delishna to come ma'aflus olai lo mashal kviyash Rabbeinu Tam. Because the Gemara said you're making it afil on me. The literal translation of afil is you're making it dark for me. So that's why Rashi said that it's literally talking, you're blocking the light. The Rabbeinu Tam says, no, it's lavdafka making it dark. It means you're blocking my view. It's as if you're making it dark. So that's, Rashi could agree with Rabbeinu Tam on that. But Rashi would agree that if you put in a wall and you prevent me from looking far away to see my fields, near the Matzi Liton, it seems like you have the right to Taina, I don't want you to block my view. I have this easement over your property that prevents you from building a wall that blocks my view. Right, that is the Torah's Emes, the Mabit, learning Pshat in the Rabbeinu, learning Pshat based on the Rabbeinu Tam's Halacha. Right, that seems to be solid, that we have on the car, we have a source to say that when I have a good view from my house, you have no right to block it. That's what Rabbeinu Tam says. Maravach disagrees. He had a case where Reuven had a house where he, from his house, he would really be able to see the whole market, the length of the whole marketplace, and it was useful to know who's going to which store, which market, which area. I don't know if he had a business there that would help him, or he saved him time. Anyway, he had use of that view, and the neighbor was building in addition that would block that view, and the person that asked the Maharabach wanted to bring the same raya from the Rabbeinu Tam that this new addition is not allowed to block the view, the existing view of that homeowner. So the Maharabach has two tainas against this raya. First of all, he wants to say, let's think about this Gemara again. Right, the Gemara, the very end of the Gemara that I have that on the handout, the Gemara that we learned said like this. The Gemara asked on Rav Chama that over here I have a taina that I want to live in the mansion the way my father did. Just like my father, Rav Rabbeinu Tam, was able to see his field, see a good view from his house. Now that we're dividing it, I don't want you to change the usage of the house the way it was for all these generations. To which the Gemara says, Rav Chama holds that that's not a taina. Now the Maharabach says that might be what the Chiddush of our Gemara is. Not like the Taras Emes and the Mabit understand the Rabbeinu Tam, that over here what's the brother saying? No, I'm building my own property and you don't have a chazaka. Masha, if you had a chazaka, you could block me. You couldn't block me even if you'd been there 30 years. Because right now, because I'm not blocking your light. The only thing that we see that you have an easement over someone's property is you can't block the light. The lashon he says is there's a hezek re'iyah, but minias re'iyah, there's no taina. You can't damage me with looking into my property, but minias re'iyah, blocking my view, that we never see anywhere in Shasta, that's a taina. The whole argument over here was the only ground, the legs that the brother with the mansion owner had to stand on was, well, I want to continue like way our father had it all along, where he could see the view of the fields and you're blocking it, to which the other brother says, you don't have any chazaka on that. We just divided right now. You don't have any chazaka, and that's no taina at all, because there's no such taina as blocking the view. Even if you had been here, even if you had a chazaka, even if you had been here 5 years, 20, 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, the fact that our father used to do it like that, that's because he owned both properties, so that was his choice. But now that I own the garden, I'm allowed to block the view. I'm not blocking your light. I'm 4 amos away, like the halacha requires. And the fact that you can't see that view anymore, that's tough luck. That's the first taina of the Maharabach. Then the Maharabach says, maybe you're right. Maybe the Taras Emes or the Mabit are right, that from the Rabbeinu Tam we see that it's only here because he wasn't there 3 years. That's why he had no right to stop the wall from being built to block the view. But if he had been there 3 years, he would have a right to block the view. But that might be only in a particular case over here where he was, Tosfos says, what was he looking? What was his problem? He says, I could see my fields from here. If I could see my fields, that's a real usage that I have of this window. Let's read the way he says it, and it will be meduyuk the way we've been talking these past few weeks. See number two, the Maharabach, second taina. He says, nearly owed lomar. I have another taina. V'huha emes, and this is true also. The dafka betray achi the polog iklame medina karmeli. It's only because the two brothers divided and there was no chazaka, that's why he could say you have no right to build a wall to block the view. V'lobachrini, but not in a normal case where I have a house that I've had the window for 3 years looking out, this is my field. The Bachrini, Masi Lakevalah, because if it's some strangers, that have been here for a few years, where there could be a chazakah, I can stop the other person from blocking the window. When he is stopping me from seeing my view. It's only when you're not stopping a nice view. It's when you're blocking my ability to look at my field, or some property of mine. And it's demonstrably true. The high chalon lahikoi, that this is what this window is for. And then he says, it's also Masha, that's what Rabbeinu Tam said, because he said he needs it to see his fields. What does Rabbeinu Tam have to explain why you need a view? His lashon is, ki kol ha'anoshim ishtashim ba'bat l'mirachak, all people get great pleasure from seeing far away. Well, it's not just nowadays, it's a pleasure that everyone has. To see a nice view, to see a distance. I guess even if you don't see anything, even if you just see smokestacks, but it's just a pleasure to see. It's a shiashua to be able to see far away. Alavare mashma da bata me rochok kishlo yabi l'sadosa l'mal v'lomari. So it's mashm tosis that just dumb that you have a nice view when you can't see. It's not that you can see your field that you own. That doesn't help one way or another. So Maral Bach L'chora disagrees with him a bit in Taras Emes, and in two ways. First of all, he says it could be that there's no raya at all from here, that if there had been a chazaka, you could stop him from building the wall. It could be that they're just saying that you have no right to stop me from blocking your view. There's no such taina, even though your father used it for the window to look out, but now you don't have that right anymore. Then he says, which he holds as Emes, a second taina, which is like waters down, what the Taras Emes and Mabit says. He says, you're right, so if you have a particular use, and in the lashon that we've been using, this window is clearly for the purpose of looking at the field. It's aimed straight at the field, and everyone knows that this window is used to look out to see how the workers are working in the fields, and it saves you time and it saves the workers from loafing. It's really useful to have that window. So then you have established a chazaka. You have that easement over your neighbor's property that prevents him from building a wall to block that view. But that's only something that, the way he says it, it's the mucha milsa, dai chalon lahachikai. It has to be muchuch. It has to be clear that this window is for this purpose. Just like we said in the Rashba's case, if a window is built in a wine cellar, it's clear that that window is used to let ventilation in, to keep the wine cool. So there you can establish a chazak, even though normally ventilation is no taina. And just like we saw in the case of the Aguda, if the window is built in a shul, that window is clearly requires more light than a normal window. And therefore you get more than 4 amas from the wall getting near that house. And just like we saw last week, in a case where there is a clothes dryer or a solar panel where it's clear that this usage requires the sun's rays to be able to hit that clothes dryer or the solar panel, so you have that right. If the neighbor doesn't protest, you've established a chazaka in his property. So same thing over here in this fourth case by a view. If your window is clearly used to view your property to make sure that the workers are working. It could be that's what everyone has. People have farms that have the situation. They have a window that through which they can see the workers in the fields. So if you have a window for that purpose, in that narrow case, that's where the Maharal Bach agrees that you can establish a chazaka and stop the neighbor from building a wall to block that view. But just down, you have a nice view, like looking at the trees, and not even your neighbors. Certainly, we said that your neighbor has nice trees, he's allowed to cut them down. He can say, I enjoy your trees so much, it's my trees, I can do what I want with them. But not that he's cutting down your trees. You see trees far away, you have that beautiful view, and he decides to buy the golf course and build 400 houses over there, then you lose that view, that you used to see the mountains, you can't stop him, because views are no taina. That's clear that's the Maharal Bach sheet, at least. He says, we don't see anywhere. There's all over Shas we talk about hezek ri'ya. It's a damage that if I look at your property, that's called a damage if I'm ruining your privacy. But menias ri'ya, that you're preventing me from seeing something that I enjoy, that we never see, is a taina. So that seems to be a machlokas. The Maharsham brings this down in Shuvah. He brings this down as a machlokas between the Taras Emes, the Mabit, and the Marobach. It's brought in Pesachei Tshuva. The Pesachei Tshuva brings the Marobach, and the Marsham says, even though he brings the Marobach that says there is no Chazaka, but the Mabit says that there is such a Chazaka that we learn from the Benatam, there is a Chazaka from blocking, that you can't block my view if I establish a Chazaka. It's only by the brothers there's no Chazaka, but if I have established a Chazaka, the Mabit and Taras Emes say that I can stop you from blocking my view. Now that all ends from the Gedolei HaPoskim. The contemporary Poskim, they say Lula de Mistafina, they want to say that maybe this is the Emek HaMishpat and the Mishkan Shalom. They want to say that maybe there's really no Machlokas over here. I can hear it both ways. The words of the Mabit are Abo Hecha de Mafzik de Mechitza. When you block the view with the Mechitza, Moneos Olahabit de Meirochim, you stop from looking far away. That seems like a good tainas, mashma even from a view. But the Emek HaMishpat wants to say, maybe the only times the Taras Emes and the Mabit say that you can have a chazaka, you can establish a chazaka for a view, maybe they agree with the Marabach second shot, that that's only in a case where you have property that you need to see. It's something that you really need, and it's clear that this window is made for you to see your property, that you can establish a chazaka. But it's not that you have a good view. Maybe they agree with the Marabach that there's no such chazaka, because the raya they bring is from Tosus, and Tosus did say he has to see his fields, and it could be that there's really no machlokus over here. So that's what the Emek HaMishpat wants to say, and he concludes, and the Mishkan Shalom concludes also, that there's really no machlokas here, and the halacha is very clear. It matches with what we've been saying the last few weeks, that it really depends on what your window is for. If the window is just time to see a view, so you don't establish any chazak. Everyone enjoys views, and maybe your window was just for the light, and you happen to have a nice view, that's no clear tying that you can force him to stop his plans. But if your window is made in a way where it's clear that you have a distinct advantage of seeing your field, and you use it for that, and everyone knows that you use it for that, so now you have a chazaka. Just like you have a chazaka for the sun's rays in certain cases, or for the breeze in certain cases, or for extra light in certain cases, here also you have the chazaka for this view where it's clear that the window is built for looking at the fields. And that's the way they conclude, that it has to be clear that way. Now how about the case of the bus stop? Your children are waiting at the bus stop and you're able to see them through your window to make sure they're safe. So there, the Arkei Mishpat, I think that all the other contemporaries would agree that it's not clear that that window was built to face the bus stop, that your children should have a safe ride. You know, the windows are made for a lot of other things, and not for the bus stop. It's something that you might enjoy. It's something that's useful to you, but it's not clear that the window is built for that. So that would be more like, I have a nice view. Okay, everyone, we're not arguing that you enjoy the nice view, and the nice view is worth something, and therapeutic, and it makes you happy, and maybe it makes you learn better, it makes you work better, right? It's good. But you can't say, I need to build an addition on my house. I'm like, because they're making me crazy, I need extra rooms. Because you have a nice view, you can't stop me from that. It's my house, and I'm not damaging you, and you haven't established any chazaka over me. You haven't done anything that clearly demonstrates that window was made for the bus stop. Now, if there was no window there, and they just made a new bus line, and then the next day you put in a window over there, and you tell your neighbors, yeah, I'm doing it so I could see my kids because they just changed the bus route, and I'm putting a window there so I could see it. So then it could be that you establish a chazaka. But in normal cases, it just happens to be a convenience that you discover through your window that you have this nice view, or you have a way of seeing your children at the bus stop, or seeing the children at the playground. You can't prevent the neighbor from one day building an addition that will block that view. It's only if it's clear that this window is used as a gain for your financial gain or for your convenience, that it's clear that the window was built for that purpose, then you have a right to block to stop your neighbor from blocking the view. That seems to be the conclusion. Now just do a couple exceptions to this halacha, and that the Mishpat Shlomo and the Mishpat Tzedek want to say from the end of the Gemara that we learned, not the end of the Gemara, towards the end of the Gemara, if you recall, the Gemara said like this. The Gemara had a kasha, how is this case of the two brothers dividing the garden and the mansion different than a case of two brothers dividing two fields? One gets the vineyard and one gets the wheat field, where the vineyard owner is allowed to allow that those 4 amas of usage of the of his neighbor's property, because we assume that it was divided in such a way. And the Gemara said, well, over there, the assumption is that when one person took the vineyard and one person took the wheat field, they know that he needs 4 amas of the wheat field, so they compensate in some way, either the size of the land or he pays him something to acquire those rights. Mashenkin, in this case of the garden and the mansion, they never, even though they might have compensated each other, that I got a house, a building, and you just got an empty field, but they didn't compensate each other for the rights for that view. Now, what's that mashma? That's mashma that if they did compensate each other for the rights for the view, that you did pay for that, so then you can stop the brother from building the wall that blocked the view. So based on that, they want to say, if this apartment that you buy or this house that you buy is advertised as a special one, it's at the top of the hill, and because of that it costs more because it has a great view, or it's a condominium and the penthouse costs more because it has a better view, and that's why you bought it, because it costs more. So they both say, Mishpat Shlomo and Mishpat Tzedek, these contemporaries say that because of that, you should have a right to, not because of Nitzkei Shekhinim again, but because of, I acquired that right to have that view. That's what they want to say. Now, I'm not sure I understand that so well, because in the case of the Gemara, you're talking about two brothers, and they divided up, and Brother Reuven bought it from Shimon. He bought purchase rights from Shimon, and that's why he paid more, and he can stop Shimon from blocking the view. That's what he paid for. But if Levi, a block away, wants to build a wall, does the fact that Levi knows that I paid more for my house because I have a better view, does that obligate him to not build a wall? I mean, maybe, yeah, I don't know, because maybe the fact that you pay more, it's like a chazak, but they're not saying it's a chazak. They're just saying that you purchased the rights. You didn't purchase the rights from me. I live a block away, and I like the fact that I could always build an addition. The fact that you paid more for the view, why should that obligate me? So, anyway, they do say that, bring a right for this Gemara, that you do have a tine in such a case. I'm not sure why. See, if you're talking about an Eretz Yisrael, there they build developments, and they're all like partners together in it. So there, if everyone bought their houses together and this person's house was cheaper and this one was more expensive, so then I could hear the one that paid less for his house from that same contractor has now forfeited the right to build an addition because it was all sold for one person, and this one person paid more because he has the view and this person pays less because he doesn't have the view, and he has no right to block the person's view more. But here in America, where I could live a block away and I wanted to build a high rise because I acquired that piece of property because you paid more, I'm not sure why that should obligate me to not build that addition. So I'm not sure if that halacha would apply here. Now the point that the Marsham brings, the Emek Commission brings the Marsham. Once the Marsham was talking about his Shaila, he wanted to talk about a second issue, and that was sometimes we're not talking about blocking the view. We're not talking, you're not blocking my view. You're not blocking my ability to see my children, my fields. But what's happening, can I stop you from building a wall that stops other people from seeing my entrance to my store? Right? Until now, everyone saw that I had a store, and they would walk in the market and say, oh, he has a grocery store, I need something, I'll stop in. But now the neighbor wants to build a wall that blocks the view, that no one can see that store anymore. So in that case, the Marsham says, even though there was a machlokis in the other cases of some blocking of view, the way he understood it, but he says, you're blocking his parnas, you're stopping customers from coming in. Because they can't see the door from far away. That's what the Marsham says. So based on this, the Emek HaMishpat adds that you see from here, you can't stop a person from having customers that usually come to a store. So he says, based on this, halacha would be if you have a bulletin board and someone puts a sign advertising his services, puts his business card there, or he has an ad, a flyer on a bulletin board, and you decide that you want to put your thing on the bulletin board, and you take out his sign, so you're being ma'asik him, assuming he has a, you know, there's probably rules that there, you know, he doesn't have a right to apply for 30 years to put on his sign there. But, you know, what's the normal amount? If he has it, if the rule is you keep the sign up for a week, and you decide in the middle of the week that you want to take it down to make room for yours, so there's no room. You don't have a right to take down his if he has the right to be there. Because we see from this Marsham that just like there is sometimes, at least according to some shitas, you can't block my view from seeing my fields because that will cause me a financial loss. The workers will be lazy. I have that right. I also have the right to stop you from building a wall that blocks the view of my store from customers coming to me because that will affect my parnasa. So based on that, you can't. That's also blocking the view. If you take down my signs, you're blocking them from seeing the opening of my store. You're blocking them from seeing my business. So that also I could stop you on. So to conclude this mini series of the four shiurim we've had on building walls that block windows, the way we're concluding is that you definitely, everyone has a right, but they have a window to the light, they have an easement on the other person's fields of four amas to prevent him from building a wall that will block the light coming into his house. That's a shiur that's established by Chazal, the way we saw the Rishonim said that they were Mishayer. This is how much everyone gets, whether it's a tall wall, a small wall, a big window, a small window, everyone gets four amas. For any other taina that you're blocking my breeze, you're blocking my sunlight, sun's rays, you're blocking my view, there's no such taina. No one has any automatic rights in the neighbor's property to stop him from building in his own property for those purposes. Unless you've done something to demonstrate that you want those rights to those properties. In the case of the breeze, we said you built a wine cellar that needs ventilation and you put a window there. It's clear that window's for the ventilation. You can't block that ventilation. In the case of the sunlight, if you built something that clearly needs sunlight, a solar panel, and the neighbor is quiet, you've established a chazaka, he can't block that sunlight. And this week, the way the Emek Mishva concludes, certainly the Maharal Bach says it clearly, but he's Emek Mishva says everyone holds that way. Generally, there's no taina to say you can't block my view. There's no such halacha that says you can't block a view. However, if your window is made clearly in a way that you need that view, it's made clearly to face your fields, to do something that you need, that everyone sees, that this window is for that purpose, and the neighbor is quiet, whatever neighbors it affects are quiet, so then you've established a right, in their properties to block them from preventing you from having that use that you've established with your window. That seems to be the halacha that everyone agrees with. It could be that he goes even further, but at least this we've seen from Maharal Bach, Taras Emes Mabit certainly hold that way, that if you clearly have a use for that window for this purpose, the neighbor can't stop. If you don't have a clear use, it's just that you happen to enjoy the view, you happen to enjoy the ability to see your children, but the window isn't clearly made for that purpose, so then the neighbor has the right to say, look, first of all, might be a machlokis, and certainly here you don't have an established any chazaka, so I want to build my addition in my property that's not affecting you at all, doesn't make your house any less useful. They just have less little use that you can't see the children, but that's not a use of a house. That happened to be a convenience that you have. That was a good break that you had, but it's not a necessary usage of a house. I'm not preventing your house from working as a house. So there you have no taina. So that concludes these four. Next few shiurim, the nether Yirat Hashem will be going one step further. In what cases, not only can I prevent my neighbor from using his property to, we're calling easement, that I have an easement to prevent him from building on his property because it stops my use, when can I use his property even in further ways that I can even impinge, go into his property? When do I have a right to go into his property for certain uses? That we'll see in the coming weeks.